WMFO in headquarters.
Do you really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
This is Freeform Radio. Play whatever the F I want to play. That is right.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
My God. We went almost 3 hours without having an argument.
It's our best holiday in years, though. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Carrie, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or 2 cups of good, hot, black coffee.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together. Welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
This time we're gonna go back.
Whoa. This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it. Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
You call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
Wow, got all these people. I wish I could dance like that guy.
For this.
Register a complaint.
Why, what's the matter?
Matter enough. You know who sneaked into my stateroom at 3 o'clock this morning?
Who did that?
Nobody. And that's my complaint.
Let's go.
Come on. I go on and on and on and we'll take them to the crib unless they're boning. Easy, call them on the phone and clap them Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress. Spark a bitch of interest. All I expect, cause they watch TV, intellect. They know, quarter past four. Left the club tips, say no more. Except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off, what do you see me hold? Back in my mind, I hope she swallows. Matches to the drink on my cream wallows. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Riffin, she got to be to work by eight. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, but I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Bigger than your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south. Blew that back out in the parking lot.
You want the pussy, I want the pearl, I want the life, I want tonight. My fruits of labor, I want them right. That's right, private flight. When it gets back to the highest height, then it get you mad, then science fight. But I want the drama, God and life. I want the hype, but I don't believe it. I want it all, but I know I don't need it. Man, I just want what's due, and I want you.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a psychosonic stereo expanded end of year celebration, sound collage style for ya. Yeah, we're back with an utterly freeform mix of music for ya. And you know, this being a Tears of the Gods, we've always got one or more features for ya. And in this episode, we're gonna be featuring a suite of Bach compositions he composed and gave in a notebook to his wife, Anna Magdalena. All of the ones we're going to hear are going to be performed by Wendy Carlos, which she released on her Switched On Boxed set, as opposed to her infamous Switched On Bach album. Also, another part of this evening's sonic structures are that we're going to have just three long sets, each about a half hour long, in all of tonight's 2 hour mix. And all of our ambiance, that's going to be coming, as it is right now, from Irv Tybell and his epic environment series. Right now we're hearing his recording of the 1969 Easter Bee-In in New York Central Park, which he released to the world in 1971 on his Environments 3 album, available then on a long playing vinyl album. And then we're also, as our audio clips from Who Knows Where aspect, we're going to be hearing plenty of clips from the 20th century actor, comedian, and he was even a TV game show host. Yes, I'm talking about Groucho Marx. But most particularly, beyond that, we're going to be relentlessly mixing it up with rock and classical and jazz and bluegrass, hip-hop, blues, electronic, and even some hair metal at the end of the show, and ambient throughout. Because we're winding down 2021 and hoping for a better 2022 for the whole world. We began the show with the Musette in D major as our first selection from the suite from Bach's Anna Magdalena Notebook. And then we heard from Two Unlimited and Get Ready for This, followed by Girl Talk and one of the many submixes on his album All Day. On and On was the record company name of that track. In our next set, which is almost a half hour, we're gonna be hearing the March in D major from Bach's Anna Magdalena Notebook, and also some live Led Zeppelin, and then a Brazilian guitarist, Paulo Martiella. And I'm mixing up on top of that a little story from a movie actress, Cat. Also, we're going to be going back to one of my favorite songs from one of our two Street Jams episodes. Yeah, some pretty hard rockin' electro-funk from Grandmaster Flash. Also in the mix, collaboration between two of my guitar playing idols, Chet Atkins and Les Paul. But we're gonna start off this set with two very short 1 minute songs. One a very cool cover from Joan Jett of a TV show theme. And then to start things off right now, here are the Exotics with the prelude to, yeah, what it's going to be in a way as we celebrate tonight, the prelude to an exotic dream. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts.
Tree of Knowledge was a tree of death.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the eye-opening book, Genesis and the Decay of the Nations.
Fathers have not taken the time to train their children spiritually. The children don't have a foundation and why they end up rebelling against Christianity.
You know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution. Even in the book's introduction itself, there's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis.
We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education system worldwide.
Says that one of the trees in the garden was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why do you say it could be called a tree of death?
Well, when God made Adam, he didn't create him to be a puppet. He wanted Adam to willingly love and obey him. And God told Adam he could eat of any tree in the garden, but there was only one tree he was not to eat of. If he disobeyed, then he'd have to die. God also planted a special tree called the tree of life. Now, I call the tree of the knowledge of good and evil the tree of death. This is because if Adam ate from it, then death would enter the world. In a real sense, Adam had a choice, the tree of life or the tree of death. And sadly, he chose the tree of death. That's why there's death all around us. It's a judgment from a holy God because of sin.
But Genesis tells us that through death, God will provide a way for man to come back to a perfect relationship with his Creator and access to the tree of life.
Ken Ham shares much more about the origin of life and death in his free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. It's available on our website, AnswersRadio.com. While there, you'll find out more about our Creation Museum near Cincinnati, AnswersRadio.com.
Well, if you accept the Bible as God's word, you must believe that all human beings are descendants of Adam and Eve. If all human beings who've ever lived aren't descendants of Adam and Eve, then the whole gospel message actually falls apart.
I'm just a kid and I got asthma, but you can help me fight my attacks.
Want to learn how you can fight childhood asthma? There are many things that you can do to prevent your child from future attacks. Don't smoke inside your house. Take it outside, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house. Keeping your home smoke-free can make a huge difference to a child with asthma because smoke can linger for a lot longer than you think.
Hala lo toba asthin don a and kuta adan senda.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
To discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack, call 866-NO-ATTACKS. A public service message brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
I'm going to play something a little bit different.
Thank you. got the love I need, baby, more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you've got so much, so much, oh, so much.
Clearly the notion that sex sold and sexuality was used as a way to attract readers and buyers and audiences.
Before a I was way too nervous to do it. And then one day we went to his school, to his college, and we were inside the library. We walked into the study room, and it's like a really, really small room, and he took my pants off. Before I got into the industry, I lost my virginity with my boyfriend, and we broke up, and I was just mad at him because I thought we were going to stay for a long time, and then I decided to do scenes, but I never thought I'd stick around. My mom was the first person to find out, and my best friend, and that's how it was for a while. And so I got like a couple of phone calls from my high school friends, and they told me that everybody knows. They've seen me all over the internet.
Hey girl, don't be shy. Shake your butt.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and sometimes very experimental radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating a freeform, stereo expanded, psychosonic New Year's Eve. We began that set with two very short songs, about a minute apiece. First off was The Exotics with Prelude to an Exotic Dream. Yeah. And then we heard from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and a very cool cover of a TV show theme song, Love Is All Around. And then a remix, my Plastic Sushi Answers in Genesis remix of my favorite Israeli band, Infected Mushroom. The duo mixed up with excerpts from that young earth creationist and overall crackpot, Ken Ham, who believes that the earth is about 10,000 years old and it was created on one of those 7 days by God, exactly as it says in the Bible. And, well, you know, you shouldn't believe anything really that Ken Ham says, but the, as a sound collage, I believe in taking just all sorts of things and mixing them up together and letting you be exposed to them as a matter of culture and education. And yes, that was a song called Horus the Chorus. And I love the fat synths that are being used in there, and the way that the pulse width is being changed, and oh, what great sounds from the synthesizers in there, as well as everything else, the beats, the percussion. And then we heard a public service message, a Navajo and English version of about fighting Native American asthma attacks by keeping smoke outdoors. And then two of my big guitar playing heroes, Chet Atkins and Les Paul, their cool version of It Don't Mean a Thing, if you got that swing, from their collaborative album Master of the Guitars Together. And in case you didn't know, you can tell who's who in the stereo spectrum there. Les Paul was using a pick, and so it was just one note at a time, sometimes very quickly. But to contrast that, on the other side, Chet Atkins, who was playing with multiple fingers, and it's a little bit more sophisticated style, like Merle Travis and Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. And me too. I use just all my fingers. No more playing with a pick for me now. And then we heard from Wendy Carlos performing another one of another of the pieces from our featured Bach suite from Anna Magdalena's Notebook. Some songs he composed for his wife, Anna Magdalena. And that I found from in Wendy's Switched on Boxed set. And then a wonderful live version of Led Zeppelin's Over the Hills and Far Away from their perfect live album, How the West Was Won. And one of the things I just love about that album, well, listening to Led Zeppelin live in general, but that album is just spectacular, is in the studio versions, Jimmy Page typically uses about three different guitars in a particular studio song. He'll have them different places in the stereo, and they'll sound different. They're EQ'd and amped different. And they're often overlaid as well. But when he's playing live, he's the only guitar player, so he's got to figure out how to condense all that onto just one guitar. And I just love hearing how he solves those challenges. And then we heard a Brazilian guitarist who I can say obvious to me, but perhaps not to everybody, who also is playing his guitar with multiple fingers, Paulo Martella. And that was his song Loro and my Plastic Sushi Catalina remix. The actress Catalina kind of telling us how she got into the industry there. And then we finished things off with some electro-funk, some classic early hip-hop by Grandmaster Flash, Scorpio. I found that off of the album, an outstanding compilation album, Street Jams, Hip-Hop from the Top, Part 2. Meanwhile, our ambiance right now, this is sounds from the 1969 Easter Bee-In in Central Park recorded by Irv Tie-Bell and released in 1971 on his Environments 3 long-playing vinyl disc album. And in particular, in this section, we're hearing David Peel, a marijuana activist, trying to spread the good news back in 1969 throughout Central Park. And here in 2021, in our final hours, coming through to us and going out to you over the airwaves and WMFO.org. So, as I mentioned, the structure of this show here on WMFO in Medford this evening is three long sets after the intro set, each about half hour. So we've got another one of those coming up here. And we're going to be hearing, I'm going to send out some great bluegrass to Arthur. Yes, Arthur, host of the Grand Hour. And that'll be coming to us from Earl Scruggs. And also some great slide guitar playing from Derek Trux. A little historical live studio excerpt recording from the Beatles. Some more Infected Mushroom. And another selection from our feature box suite in the Agna Magdalena notebook. Also, some very nasty sounding guitar playing from Hound Dog Taylor. But first, here's going to be a really great earlier hip hop song that's been sampled. And one of the things I love after I've heard a song that's including, you know, samples and the remixing is to hear the original. And you're just like, whoa, that's where it all came from. And you hear the whole thing. And also some more Groucho Marx here. But yeah, let's start things off right now with Tag Team. And, well, Womp.
Get directed, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman.
Whoop,